Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is Quiet Time Coaching, podcasts and blogs designed to help us to have the most authentic, intimate, and satisfying walk with God that we possibly can. And today, I'd like to talk about Psalm 100. And the reason is, on Sunday morning, I was preparing a devotional for the singers, the instrumentalists, and the speakers for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ service that afternoon. I shared these thoughts with the group, but it occurred to me that this is a tremendous psalm to help an individual be prepared to worship with others, but also to prepare worship leaders to lead others in worship. And so whether you yourself are wanting to get more out of corporate worship or whether you want to help prepare others to lead people in corporate worship, then think about this psalm and my thoughts and see if it might be helpful to you. So let's first of all read the psalm itself. It says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Fantastic psalm. Now, Walter Brueggemann, in his book, Psalms and the Life of Faith, says this about this psalm: "The summons to praise are utterly yielding to God." So summoning others to praise, utterly yielding to God. Look at how many times the Lord is mentioned here. Shout for joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord. Come before him. Know the Lord is God. It's he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. His gates with thanksgiving. His courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Praise his name. The Lord is good. His love endures. His faithfulness continues. So the focus is very clearly on God. The eyes of the worshippers are firmly fixed on the object of their worship. As we lead others in worship, that's what we're trying to help them to do, to help them fix their eyes on the object of their worship, not fix their eyes on us or even on themselves, of course, but on God. And so as we lead others in worship, we need to model this. That our eyes need to be focused on God. Of course, we're aware of the people around us in our worship team, the people we are leading in worship, the corporate group, whether small or large. Yes, we're aware of them. We're serving them. We're working together with them. But our eyes are fixed on God. So that's the first thing to contemplate as we lead others. But it's not one-way traffic in this psalm. The worshippers understand in Psalm 100 that they are in good relationship with God. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. We enter. His love endures, in other words, for us, his faithfulness for all generations, including our own. So the worship of God is wrapped in confident expectation of God's love. That's such an important component of leading worship, that we never forget as we lead others in worship that we are bringing them into and helping them to have confident expectation of God's love. Yes, there are times in a church service to be sober, to be a bit more quiet, to be reflective, perhaps even to be sad at times. But all of what we do must be couched in the knowledge and of the confident expectation of God's love. So as we lead others in worship, it's important that we remind ourselves of God's love, that we carry in our hearts a confident expectation of God's love for us. If we have that confident expectation of God's love, we will be able to lead others in worshiping the God who can give them and wishes to give them his love and his experience of his love. So as we're preparing to lead others in corporate worship, what's the healthy way to be thinking as we step up to speak, to sing, or to play our instruments? Well, two thoughts in summary. Firstly, speak to God, not just to the people physically present. As you pray, as you preach, as you share whatever, as you sing, we sing and speak to God, not just those who are around us. And secondly, reassure us of God's promises. Sure, challenge our hearts. Absolutely make us think about our own conduct and the way that it would be good for us to behave as followers of God. But reassure us of God's promises. The gospel is fundamentally good news. Jesus is risen. The tomb is empty. Let's not forget that. There are times, again, to be sober in a church service. There are times to lead songs quietly and reflectively. But the overall tone of all that we do should be to reassure us of the promises of God. confident, expecting God's love. So those are some thoughts on Psalm 100 and leading others in corporate worship. I'd really be interested in your thoughts. I'd like your advice, actually. Please give me some advice in the best way to prepare others. I'm thinking more and more these days about our devotionals before we lead others in corporate worship, and I'd like to know what you're doing. So please leave a comment on this blog where you see this recording, hear this recording. It'd be very helpful. Please leave a comment, not just for my sake, but for those who also will read or listen or watch these recordings and these blogs. Just before we finish, could I ask one favor, which is that you refer this on to one other person. Tweet it, Facebook it, some other kind of notification, or send a link to a friend, because the more that we can spread the news about these blogs and podcasts, the more people will potentially be able to benefit. Thank you so much for doing that. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.